Saga Egmont presents Asta Victorious by Liz Hurley, read by Georgina Hellier. Chapter 1. Asta Byrne looked across the darkened space, illuminated by strobe lights and phone screens, and glowered. She was staring into the abyss, and the worst of it was she had volunteered. She had attended university with the soon-to-be bride, and had been genuinely surprised when she received an invitation to the hen party. Olivia had even sent Asta a private note begging she attend. Her curiosity had been piqued. She and Olivia hadn't been close, but when she had hinted at low attendance numbers, Asta had felt an unusual spurt of sympathy for the girl she hardly knew. How desperate must her situation be to be relying on Asta, of all people, to come out to a nightclub for a hen party? A man was walking through the crowd towards her. She had clocked him watching her, and had been about to move away when a group of girls blocked her way as they headed for the bar. They were all giggling and calling back and forth to each other, and Asta fervently prayed that he was heading for them. He was wearing all the latest gear and good-looking enough, but none of that appealed to Asta. "All right?" He towered over her, one arm leaning on the wall above her head, and leant down to talk to her. He was so close that Asta could see the threads in his buttons. "You're out late on a school night." Asta had been planning to ignore him and make her exit, ducking under his arm, but now she stared up at him in astonishment. "Do you think I'm underage, and you're trying to pick me up?" He stepped back quickly, hearing the hostility in her voice. "Chill, just say you look young. I mean, with being short and all. Like a schoolgirl. Should I have worn makeup? Is it the freckles or the brown hair? Do you like it plain like this? Does it make me look more innocent? Do you like children?" "No, God, no." He was stammering, and Asta continued to stare at him coldly. Now that he had retreated, she had to shout to make herself heard. "Should we call the bouncers over to check my ID?" She may have shouted louder than was necessary. Even under the flashing lights, Asta could see him pale as he glanced over his shoulder. Then, calling her a name, he moved away and headed onto the dance floor. Asta watched him leave and took a photo as he turned away. You never knew when it would be useful. Pedos weren't all dirty old men. Looking around, she wondered how much longer she could stay. Whistles was exactly the sort of place she avoided like the plague. She had never been before, but its reputation raced ahead of it. Wannabe socialites rubbing shoulders with the well-heeled and well-oiled. It was a melting pot of alcohol, avarice, and ambition. After being introduced as Lady Asta to the large gaggle of girls, she quickly realised the reason for her invitation. Olivia was trophy-gathering and wanted to show off that she socialised with the nobility. Some of the girls had made silly noises, and one went so far as to ask if she knew the royal family. Asta stared at the girl until she fell silent. Then, glaring at Olivia, she headed to the bar and grabbed a bottle of water. The idea of being nobility was a ridiculous, outdated concept. Hell, she hadn't even known she had a title until she was 18, when the death of a family branch meant that her elder sister inherited the Hiverton estate. If anything, the title was as much an embarrassment as it was a boon. She only used it when she needed something. She had been tempted to leave the party then and there, but she was the one at fault for falling for Olivia's sob story. Clearly, she wasn't short of friends, just decency. Asta was cross with herself for not reading the situation properly. As a punishment, she made a bargain with herself. She would have to endure an hour before leaving. This was a mistake she wouldn't make twice. She checked her phone. Time seemed to have slowed down. Despite having already been here for an eternity, only 30 minutes had actually elapsed. As the DJ asked if everyone was having a good time, Asta made her way back to the bar. She lived within walking distance of the venue, so she'd walk home. It wasn't even late, and the streets in Mayfair were about as safe as you could get in London. Besides, anyone attacking Asta was in for a dreadful surprise. As the youngest of five sisters, she could scrap with the best of them. As a child,